This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media. Drew Lerner is here on this Wednesday to take a look at the weather forecast. Let's start, Drew, with the nation.
Most of the U.S. Midwest is expected to see rather quiet conditions yet today and probably tomorrow, but there will be a snow event that will come across the region as we move into the weekend. Looks like mostly a Saturday and Sunday event. We should see widespread snow and some rain occurring across parts of the Midwest. The snow is going to occur from northern Missouri and parts of Nebraska and Iowa to the Great Lakes region. We could see anywhere from 1 to 6 inches of snowfall across parts of this region. This is a storm system that's still evolving, and we'll need to continue to monitor it. It could be a stronger event. It could also be a little bit weaker. So the next day or two will certainly determine much about that. The one thing that is for sure, this storm system has a high potential of being very strong again and impacting parts of northeastern United States Sunday into Monday. If that verifies, there will be more incredible amounts of snow across parts of those regions, as well as some potential for flooding in coastal areas, because it looks like there will be some warm air that will hit those regions just before the cold arrives. And that warmth will likely melt some of the heavy snow that's already piled up across some of that region. And then, of course, adding rainfall on top of that will cause some significant flooding to take place. In the meantime, the same storm system that I've mentioned for the Midwest and for the parts of the plains will benefit some of the winter wheat country. Hard red winter wheat areas will get cooler as we get into the early to middle part of next week. We may get temperatures down to positive negative single digits in Nebraska, but everybody else will likely see mostly teens and 20s. And that will not be cold enough to cause any significant threat of crop damaging conditions. The northern U.S. plains will continue to be very dry, and that will be ongoing, taking us right on into spring. Keep an eye on that region. That area plus the southern Canadian prairies will likely have a dryness bias.
Now turn your attention to South America, please.
Brazil and Argentina continue to see mostly favorable conditions. I think the majority of those areas are going to see enough favorable weather over the next 2 weeks that any dry pocket that's out there will likely be at least temporarily relieved of that dryness. But I do think there will be portions of Argentina that will be dry enough that we'll see some new pockets of dryness evolve eventually, and that will be closely monitored, but I don't think it's going to fester into a big problem. Temperatures have been very warm in Argentina this week. We'll look for the temperatures to cool off next week, and until we do see a cooling trend, there's going to continue to be some quick drying take place. The areas that have dried out most significantly recently have been in the southwest and some of the northwestern portions of the country, but just last night there was some significant precipitation that fell across those areas and eased up on some of that dryness, at least in Santiago del Estero and northern Cordoba. Relief in the southwest part of Argentina occurred last weekend. And the temperatures will be cooler next week, as I mentioned before. That will help to conserve some of the moisture that's going to be in the ground as a result of this storm system that's going to affect the region over the next 2 days.
That's Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, and I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.